information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
If there's one smell that I associate with relaxation, it is lavender. The reason I know this is because I married a European, and my wife, who's from Belgium, likes to feel relaxed.
And is beautiful.
Thank you. I agree. And she has lavender pillows, lavender soaps, lavender shampoos, lavender bath salts. Being married to me, apparently, Holly, means that you have to get relaxed a lot. So I can tell the lavender levels as to how well I am doing in the spousal department. How about you?
Well, you know, I appreciate your sharing there. I do. But I think what's really important for our listeners is to understand, because this is a very serious matter for me, because what I see, we're talking about chronic stress, and we talk about chronic stress all the time because we're all under it seems, in our modern day, but also anxiety. I think what happens is that chronic stressors, you know, and being kind of quote unquote stressed out can lead to a decrease in stress resistance, meaning, hey, your fuse is really, really, really short. And that kind of ripples over to another diagnosis that people are getting chronically medicated for with very dangerous, very addictive substances. So I want the listeners to know that we are going to talk about a clinically studied lavender oil that actually has ranked better on the gold standard to understand how anti-anxiolytics, that means they're anti-anxiety meds, rank better than some of the prescription medications, and it's a clinically studied lavender oil. Because I'm with you, and I'm with your wife. I've worked with you for many, 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 many years, and I could see how somebody might want to take a little whiff of lavender if they're around you.
That's a gentle way to put that. This very good, Holly. Holly, did you know that Americans just side note, spent $3 billion on just headache medication related to stress alone last year? That's not even including antidepressants and other stuff. Can you imagine the impact if lavender can get rid of 30%, 50% of that? Not only are you receiving the benefits, but you're not getting the adverse side effects of these medications. I had to throw that piece in because the sheer numbers of the way we are attempting to pill away our stress and it's not working is just staggering now.
But that's the thing, because not only the cost, I think it's the exit strategy. There is none. And so you are locked in, especially if you get somewhat addicted to these benzodiazepines, these sort of anti-anxiety meds, with no exit strategy and no understanding of, hey, what's causing this in the first place? Hey, let's take a look at things. Has there been a story that is going to prove to be that there's some neuroendocrine imbalances, nervous system and hormone system throughout time that have led to this condition? How can we unravel this? If you just get stuck on a medication, the money just goes, it's crazy, because you are just paying out and you're not, and then that's the thing that kills me. You're not getting really any better.
Yeah, and we're going to have to do it different. I mean, what those numbers say to me, $3 billion off the bat, that's not even close to the whole number that we're spending. What that says, if I'm sitting back looking at numbers, is our way of handling stress is not working. And I tell my patients, they'll say to me, you know, hey, I've got all these headaches, or I've got a thyroid problem. Do you think I can get better just by doing nothing? And I said, yes, if you were on an island with all the food in the world, with somebody massaging your feet every single day and giving you massage and just relaxing and sleeping 12 hours and doing that and having no stress, yes, you could probably recover. But in the meantime, we have to adapt to our surroundings. We can't just do it by trying to pill it away. And benzodiazepines have a really funny habit of sticking around. It's a drug like clonazepam or alprazolam. You might know them as Xanax or Clonopin or any of those others, Ativan. They have a habit of, look, I'll just take a couple once in a while for anxiety, and all of a sudden you're popping them every day. Sorry to interrupt you, Hal.
No, I completely agree with you. And so here we go. Let's break it down, because as you know, as your wife knows, as I know, like I did a piece when I was on the CBS show, The Doctors, we did all about lavender, and I had so much lavender in my home because they came to my home and shot. And I had live lavender flowers. I had lavender in candles. I had we had lavender flowers in champagne. We were using it to cook with. We had lavender oil. lavender bath salts, and those are great ways to get the clinically studied aromatherapy of lavender. But here's mm-hmm. the deal, okay? This is actually, and this is a study that was published in Wolters Kluwer Health, okay? That's W-O-L-T-E-R-S and then K-L-U-W-E-R. And actually, this is a substance that's being used in Germany as a medication. But this study said that the lavender oil administered orally, so you take it in through your mouth and it's in a little capsule, okay, is both effective and safe for the relief of anxiety disorders. It showed the ability to alleviate anxiety related to disturbances of sleep while improving the physical and mental well-being of folks. Now, this is a Dr. Daniel Brown. He was a leading authority on evidence-based natural medicines, says that this new supplement, and you can get it, doctors can get it in something called Lavella, okay, L-A-V-E-L-A. Mm-hmm. It's WS-1265, and that's the clinical studied brand that... Lavella, yeah, it's the Selexin that's actually used as a medication over in Germany. Or you can find it actually online in your local health food store. Nature's Way carries it, and it's called Calm Aid. And so this Dr. Brown says this, and he quotes, it helps relieve frequent symptoms of tension, stress, and anxiety, including occasional restlessness, nervousness, and sleeplessness. And one of the things, you know, I not only use this product, I talk about it a lot, because here's the thing. The Hamilton anxiety scale is the gold standard to understand, right, how a medication is working. And it's stacked up better, not only against other natural substances like kava that we know is a natural anxiety supplement, but also, or ingredient, I should say, but also one of the benzodiazepines as well. Okay. So we're talking about Valium, better than Valium as far as controlling occasional anxiety and without the side effects. So it's one time dosing. You take it in the morning and you don't take it sort of PRN or as needed. You just boom in the morning and there you go. There you have
it. And what is the brand that Nature's Way sells in the stores?
It's called Calm Aid.
Calm Aid, okay.
Yeah, and, which says it right there.
But see, here's another thing I like about it. When you prescribe benzodiazepines, one of the things I always do is a max in 24 hours. So I might say half a milligram every 4 to 6 hours as needed, max 2 milligrams in 24 hours, because they're so addictive. And you've got to be careful, and you have to pill count, and you have to watch it, and you can't drink any alcohol. So you can't have a glass of wine with your benzodiazepine, because if the wrong thing hits at the wrong time, boom, you've got serious trouble, or even death is a problem. What I'm hearing here is there's a couple things. One is if you take one in the morning, let's say you're relaxing at the end of the day, you could have a glass of wine at the end of the day. You don't have to be restricted about it. I mean, I don't believe as a physician there'd be any contraindication to that. I'd have no problem with telling a patient that. But the other thing is, let's say it's a particularly stressful day, take another one. It's lavender.
Exactly.
Right? You're not going to get addicted to lavender. The French have been trying for 300 years. It couldn't do it. Yeah. So
exactly.
And if anybody was addicted to lavender, it would be me and my wife, because it's all over all the time. So but I love the as needed piece too. It's a little extra stressful. They take one more and not worry about it. We have to give people safer as needed.
Well, you know, and I think you bring up a great point. If you get the Calm Aid from Nature's Way, and once again, Dr. Decker and I get no kickback whatsoever from mentioning any products. We just know we're, consultants in the natural product industry. We know a good product when we see one, and our most important thing is getting great information out on Radio MD. And so this is definitely one of them. And I think you bring up a great point, because a lot of my patients will get, I don't sell supplements in my practice. I think it's a conflict of interest, right? And I want people to be able to source their own, you know, their own, I try to get people not to need me. So it's like, hey, I want you to take power back of your health. So people say, well, your recommendation was different than the box. And what should I do? Now, those manufacturing companies can definitely, in general, have a suggestion. And I think it says exactly that, suggested route, right? But I think that you can arm yourself with information. And like you said, it's lavender. I have taken more than one Lavella a day. I have. Sometimes you burp a little bit of it up and I'm like, hey, that's just double dosing. You get the aromatherapy as well.